Dr. D.
Thank you.
Good evening. What time? Good night. Say good night. What time is it? 8:05. So 8:08. 8:08. I too want to echo what my colleague Dr. Dilworth said to Dr. Baskerville. I do think that this is wonderful, Dr. Baskerville, and I think it's a beginning, and we need to just stop talking and begin to act. I work for the National Council for Accreditation of Teacher Education. So when I think about teacher preparation and achievement gap, it is from that perspective that I will speak to you this evening. I happen to live in Fairfax County, and Fairfax County is the 10th largest school system in the country, and I would venture to say it probably has a little bit of money. Fairfax County boasts about having high achievement scores and talks about all of its children passing, you know, the SRLs and ranking this and ranking that. But what was interesting to me, I happened to serve on the Superintendent's Advisory County Committee, and we had a meeting last week, and the Advisory Committee meeting members were talking about how all of the upper middle class white students had scored in whatever percentile up here on the SOLs, but someone happened to mention from the Urban League that the African American students in Fairfax County had in fact scored in the lowest quartile on the SOLs in comparison with the African American students in Richmond, Norfolk, Petersburg, and Spotsylvania County. And they did not understand how children coming out of the most urban districts in the state of Virginia and rural Spotsylvania County in Virginia could in fact be scoring so much higher on these same standardized assessments than the African American students in Fairfax County. And that begged into question for me, well, I wonder why that is. Well, this administration, and I know you're probably thinking, why is she saying that? This woman took $4.5 million from this administration for teaching reading based on scientifically based reading research. Why is she saying that? Well, you know, we do what we have to do because we don't play politics when it comes to children. And when it's going to support and help kids, we do what we need to do. And when we get into the classrooms, we do what we need to do in order to help our children learn. So we understand that. We don't play politics when it comes to children's lives. But I say that to say this. This administration has said to us, it's all about content. All you need to do is teach the subject, and the children will learn. You teach to the test, you teach the standard, and they will pass the test. So we've had 4 years of teaching the standard and teaching to the test. And what we've seen is those children who can learn based on teaching to the standard and teaching to the test have been successful. But in Richmond and Petersburg and Spotsylvania County, those counties, those children have teachers pat. Baltimore, those children have teachers who probably look more like them in those classrooms than don't look like them. So those teachers understand how those children learn. So they are able to teach to the standards and to the test using different types of teaching strategies that will help those children learn to take those tests. Because they understand how they learn and what they need, because they understand how they develop. When we teach our teacher candidates and our teacher preparation programs, how many of us have taken child growth and human development? How many of us have taken child growth and human development? How many of us have taken child growth and human development if you're teachers? Okay, we all took it. How many courses did we take? I took one. How many did you take? We took one. And did we all take the same course, whether we were elementary, middle, or high school students? Well, you know, probably. But we were expected, whether we taught middle, elementary, or high school, to teach and to understand child growth and human development when we taught classes in schools. That's what's missing from teacher preparation and the student achievement gap. We are expected to go into classrooms and to teach all children, and this administration has said content. But we don't understand the science in terms of the development of how children learn and what they bring. That the 7-year-old Johnny is a crack baby. What has his or her development been like? What are the medications and those kinds of things that are impinging on that child's life? We also want to believe that development stops in sixth grade. How many high school teachers do we know that are teaching 10th or 11th grade believe that a child is still developing? So when we talk about teacher preparation and the achievement gap, we believe from NK that we've got to now delve into the science of child development and begin to look at our standards and embrace the whole science of development and bring that into the standards for teacher preparation so that we can begin to hold universities accountable for and through the preparation of teachers so that they can better help prepare those persons who are going to work with children so that we can better bring and close that achievement gap as we move forward. And on a final note, Dr. Richardson, and I'll sit down, we've taken that step. We have received money from NIH to enter into a partnership with NIH and Kate and the Yale Child Study Center with Dr. Comer, a pediatrician, and their group of researchers, neuroscientists, physicians, researchers, and psychometricians and sociologists. And we will be working over the next several years to do just that. And you as deans of education will be receiving a survey that will ask you those kinds of questions to try to ask the right questions and get at the right answers. Thank you.